Hey dude, so today we're gonna talk about the brocock genre. The brocock genre in porn is very simple to pull off. So it's like kind of fucked up in a way, but here's what you gotta do. You gotta get a picture of like a bro, like, you know, like a younger man, fully clothed, not doing anything sexual. Or, you know, if you want to, like, develop a specific type of kink, like, you know, get a bro or one of your own bros and put, like, a video of a coming ejaculating cock next to it. Or, like, a video of a masturbating man next to this bro, right? And so the more, like, non-sexual the bro, the better. Like, if you get a guy that's wearing, like, a hoodie, you know, he's just like taking a photo with his friends, at a basketball game, and you have a video of like a daddy going ham and jacking off and jizzing all over the place. That's kind of the point of the brocock genre, right? Where, you'll have like a horny pervert versus somebody who's like non-sexual, just completely detached from the thought of seeing the person in a sexual setting. The whole point of the brocock genre is to show just how deranged the masturbator is compared to, like, a completely normal, non-sexual jock boy. Like, for example, if you get, like, a video of a gooner, like, his eyes rolling back and, like, he's jizzing all over the place, and then you put that next to a video of, like, a jock in tights, you know, just going to baseball practice, that is the exact pinnacle of brocock. Not to mention, like, I think it helps sort of connect you to different kinks, for example. Like, if you have a video of a guy just kind of, like, showing his feet to the camera, and you put that right next to the video of a guy with, like, cum dripping down his legs, and you shoot it another shot, then over time that, like, programs your brain into seeing, you know, the masturbator, which is you, looking at this regular degular guy, who just is like going about his day, you know, he takes off his shoes, and then, you know, you have the gooner right next to him just fucking losing his fucking load. Like, you have like videos of brocock where like you have a guy who's like going up and down on a dildo, and you have the baiter who's like, you know, jizzing his brains out right next to it. That's like not suitable for work version of brocock. Or like you'll have a bro twerking like his wife or his girlfriend as a joke, like, and then it's recorded, and then you have the fucking cock next to it just like losing his fucking shit, balls tight, you know, complete fucking gooner right next to him. Of course, this could never really like happen in real life because the gooner is like stuck inside masturbating and the bro is like far away in a safe place away from this like completely creepy pervert across the globe. And of course, there are some like really fucked up versions of brocock where, you know, you have a football player or a guy just like bending over to tie his shoe, and they'll put like a video of a guy just like completely getting his ass fucking plowed with a big ass dick. And like, it can get kind of disrespectful in a way when like these guys that are just going about their day, you know, they post a selfie, they post like a picture of their face, and then, you know, a baiter will get that, and right next to it is just like a guy, you know, smiling, saying like, hey, what's up, just had some breakfast. And then it'll just be taken out of context, and it'll be like in a sexual setting where they'll show like someone that looks really similar to that guy like getting a fucking cock in and out of his mouth, or like two gay guys like making out right next to like this average looking guy just posting his pic. And it's like one of those things that like will completely convert somebody into a total fucking gooner, where they'll look at, you know, somebody's face and they'll immediately like imagine their dick like plunging in and out of their mouth. And like, it's the type of genre where it'll like completely fuck up your life. Like, if you watch like a guy in sweats, like has like a really big ass, and they just put like a video of a guy like eating out like guys with really fat asses, when you go out in public and you see a guy have his ass just like completely shaped in his sweats, like, it's one of those things that resensitizes you to everyday stimuli, I think. And like, it can completely extend into like goon captions as well, where you'll have like a picture of somebody that's completely average looking, it'll be like you, and then you'll have like a horny daddy jacking off, and it'll be like your neighbor. And this can like completely rewire your brain if you know how to do it correctly, because if you see like a coming cock and you've ever had like a wet orgasm, you'll look at a coming cock right next to the stimuli and say, God damn, you know, it'll like make your brain like tingle and twitch in a way that like other types of porn don't. But at the end of the day, you know, bro cock, it just has to be a bro that you find attractive right next to a cock, or, you know, your future partner in the making, right next to an ejaculating penis. And over time, you know, you'll be able to associate an ejaculating cock with someone that looks completely non-sexual, and it'll make it way easier for you to ejaculate to them.